الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila, The Final Revelation. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this silsila, this program is about the blessings and the beauty and the glamour of the glorious Qur'an, the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, the final revelation to the mankind. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, the importance of this program and especially this topic is that we as Muslims are lucky that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with the final revelation of His word. The word of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran, was given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, Allah ta'ala has blessed us by giving us the greatest prophet, the greatest book, and the greatest deen. And we should be proud of that. We should be expressing our gratitude, our thankfulness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us iman. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to talk about the blessings of some of the surahs of the Holy Quran. And most of all, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about the blessing of Surah Yasin Sharif. As you know, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about Surah Yasin Sharif. But before that, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's make good intentions. As you know, the Amir al-Sunnah, Shaykh al-Tariqat, may shadow remain upon us, he says that we should make as many good intentions as we can. So I make the good intention that inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will deliver this bayan only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and with the intention that I am going to pass on the knowledge, as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Pass on from me even though if it's an ayat. So I make that intention that I am passing this knowledge on to you. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can also make the intention that you will pass this sacred knowledge of the deen to your family, friends and whomever you meet. And inshallah, whenever I hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will recite the Durood-e-Pak. You can also make that intention that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will recite the Durood-e-Pak. When you hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will say Azza wa Jal, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our intentions, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to speak the truth, to understand the truth, and to pass on the truth. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a very beautiful blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been quoted in one of the books that has been published by Maktabatul Madina, Call to Righteousness. In this book, on page number 1, Amir al-Sunnat has quoted, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that there are some touring angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they pass by the gathering of zikr, they say to each other, sit here. When those making zikr in the gathering make dua, these angels say Ameen to their dua. When they recite Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the angels also recite Durood with them. When they disperse, the angels say to each other that there are glad tidings for these fortunate people as they are returning forgiven. Subhanallah. So when we recite Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, our sins are forgiven as well. So such a beautiful way, such a beautiful mean of having our sins forgiven in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So make it your habit, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. I will make the intention, we all make this intention that inshallah we're going to take some time out to recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now because if someone says that, look, I will recite durood pak, sometimes we're busy during work and we sometimes forget. But these are such things that we shouldn't forget. Just like we don't forget to go to work in the morning, we don't forget to eat, we don't forget to sleep. All these important things. Now durood pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be a very, very important aspect of our life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, try to make time for the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we're going to talk about the blessings of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif. What are the blessings? What are the benefits? What does the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say about Surah Yasin Sharif? I want to start off with one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which has been quoted in Musnad Imam Ahmad, hadith number 20,322. It is reported by Sayyiduna Ma'qil bin Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the knower of the unseen, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Qur'an. Whoever reads it for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and for the betterment of his hereafter will be granted forgiveness. Subhanallah azza wa jal. So Surah Yasin, number one, what we learn from this hadith, that Surah Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Qur'an. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that whoever recites Surah Yasin for the betterment of his hereafter, not for this world, because whatever has been written in our destiny in this world, we will get that. Our rizq, how long we're going to live here, how much we are going to eat, how much we are going to drink, everything is written, so we don't need to really worry about these kind of things. But the hereafter is what we need to worry now, because that is our next step. Now when we do visal means from to change place from one place to the other. So moving, just like we are from day one, from Alime Arwa to the mother's womb, from there to the dunya, and from the world, we will do visal, we will change this world and we will go into a world which is the hereafter. And someone who recites Surah Yasin Sharif for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the betterment of the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins. So listen, on one end, Alhamdulillah, we are doing it for our betterment, for our hereafter. It is reported by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, without doubt, everything has a heart. And the heart of the Qur'an is Surah Yasin. Whoever recites Surah Yasin once, the reward of reciting the entire Qur'an 10 times will be written for that person. So you recite Surah Yasin once, what is the reward? You are rewarded as if you have recited the Qur'an 10 times. So, and how long does it take to recite Surah Yasin Sharif? Surah Yasin Sharif is, the last page of para number 22, and then it starts from para number 23, another four rukus after that. Not long. If someone really sits down to read Surah Yasin Sharif, I guarantee you it will not take you more than 15 to 20 minutes. And if someone, just read it slow, it might take you half an hour. But just look at the blessing, look at the benefit, that just reciting Surah Yasin once, we get the reward of reciting the Qur'an 10 times. And another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hassan bin Atiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, in the Torah, the name of Surah Yasin is Mu'imma, because it brings every goodness of this world and the hereafter for the one who recites it. And it relieves him from afflictions of this world and the hereafter. And it secures him from the horrors of the world and the hereafter. And another name for Surah Yasin is Mudafi'atul Qadiyah, because it dispels every evil from the one who recites it. And whoever recites this surah, it is equivalent to 20 hajj for him. Whoever reads this surah and he blows on water and he drinks it, 1,000 medicine, 1,000 lights, 1,000 certainties, 1,000 blessings, and 1,000 mercies will be entered into his stomach, and every deception and every illness will be dispelled from that person. Subhanallah. So there's another, you know, beautiful way of getting rid of illnesses and diseases, you know, is to recite Surah Yasin Sharif and blow on water and read that. So you do dum on the water and you read that. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, those who have a habit of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif, all we need to do is get a cup of water or even a bottle of water and just blow on that and keep drinking that. And inshallah, because this is from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is our aqeedah that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, it is all truth and it is for our benefit. You know, just imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a beautiful way. So those Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if there's any diseases, any problems, then Surah Yasin Sharif is one of the best ways, one of the best medicines. Yeah, Quran is a source of medicine as well. Quran is a source of cure. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many people who read the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gives them shifa. Because as you remember that we learned that Surah Fatiha, one of the names of Surah Fatiha is Surah Shifa. So anyone who recites Surah Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala will give him shifa. And then we've heard about Surah Yasin Sharif, that you get 20, so the reward of doing 20 Hajj. Now just imagine anyone who is doing Hajj or who has done Hajj. You know, you gotta spend money, you know, you gotta be fit and healthy. You know, it demands a lot of physical power to do Hajj. But then again, anyone who recites Surah Yasin Sharif once, 20 Hajj reward will be written in his book of deeds. It is narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that the embodiment of Noor, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "It is my wish for Surah Yasin Sharif to be present in the heart of every person from my ummah." You know, such a beautiful wish of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Are we not going to fulfill this wish of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are we not going to try our best and try to learn Surah Yasin Sharif? Again, like I said, my dear Islam brothers, if a person has that dedication, if he has that will, if he has that shauk to learn Surah Yasin Sharif, it's not a big deal. A lot of people, children, elders, adults, youngsters, learn the whole Quran by heart. Why can't I learn Surah Yasin? So once you have that dedication, as they say, man jadda wajada, the one who tries, he will gain. So if we try our best, why can we not learn Surah Yasin? We can. So inshallah, make this intention, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, bring happiness to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, like I mentioned, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be pleased, Allah will be pleased, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, because of this good intention, you can make that intention now. You know, you might be thinking, well, if I make the intention, what if I don't remember the surah, then what's going to happen? Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Because if we can't remember the surah, at least we've tried. All that reward that we gain, just imagine this reward, every single deed that we do in this world, you know, we take it for granted. We think that, oh, it's only a little thing. But this little thing, or this little deed that we missed in this world, maybe the biggest one, or maybe the most important one that we need on the day of judgment. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will make the intention, you also make that intention. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, one of the best ways that the scholars, the Hufaz, they say that how you can memorize Surah Yasin or the Quran is recite one verse of the Surah Yasin. Learn one verse, read it every day, 20, 30, 100 times, read it every day. And then what will happen is the whole day you're going to recite that one verse. Every day when you're driving, when you're at work, when, you know, when you're not doing anything, when you're sat at home, keep reading this verse. Next day, start learning the next verse. Look at the words, make sure that you read the words properly. Keep reading it, the whole day keep reading it. And then at the end of the day, recite both of them together for a few times. Read it to someone. Next third day, try to learn the surah from the third ayat. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, slowly you will see that within a few weeks, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will learn Surah Yasin Sharif. Make the habit, inshallah. Another beautiful hadith that has been quoted to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Hazrat Sayyiduna Ata bin Abu Rabat Tabi'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin at the start of the day, all his needs will be fulfilled. So how do you start your day? Or how should we start our day? The start of a day of a Muslim should be by Fajr Salah. That is our start of a day. That's when the day begins after Fajr. So we should wake up, read our Fajr Salah. Islamic brothers should be going to the masjid to offer their Fajr Salah. And Alhamdulillah, Madina, if we can have a Fajr Madni Halqa in our masjids, where we have the three verses of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, with the tafsir, with the commentary. And then also, Shajara Sharif. Some of the wazaifs, you can read them as well. So start your day by reciting Surah Yasin. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just imagine anyone who starts his day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you think that that person is going to be let down? Do you think that that person is not going to gain blessings? Obviously he is. So why not start our day with the remembrance of Allah? Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin Sharif in the morning will be granted relief during that day until the evening. And whoever recites it at the beginning of the night will be granted relief during the night until the morning. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that without doubt the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Whoever recites this blessed surah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the sake of the hereafter, his previous sins will be forgiven. So recite this before those who are dying. So if you see or you hear of a Muslim who's passing away, then go to that person, sit with him and start to recite Surah Yasin Sharif. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that will help him. Narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if Surah Yasin is recited before someone who is dying, Allah deals with him mercifully in taking his soul. It is narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Qilaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whoever recites Surah Yasin Sharif will be forgiven. Whoever recites it at the time of eating when the food is insufficient, food will suffice for him. If it is recited near a dying person, Allah will be kind with him at the time of his death. If Surah Yasin is recited near a woman who is experiencing trouble in delivery, there will be relief for her. Whoever recites it, it is as if he has recited the Holy Quran 11 times, and for everything there is a heart, and the heart of the Quran in Surah Yasin. So many blessings just in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That a person, you know, if he doesn't have enough food, he thinks that food is going to run out, recite Surah Yasin. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah azawajal suffice that food for him. It is narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Ja'far, Muhammad bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whoever finds harshness in his heart should write Yasin wal Qur'an al Hakim with saffron onto a saucer and then drink it. Inshallah azawajal, his heart will become gentle. You know, sometimes we have this complaint, my heart is too hard. You know, I don't have mercy for people. It looks like my heart is really hard. Nothing goes, you know, no nasihat, you know, I act upon that. You know, people say that hard-heartedness. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was such a very, very simple person, such a beautiful, simple life he lived, such a beautiful, respectful and soft and gentle he was to the Sahaba-i-Kiram. And then our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was so kind not only to the Muslims, he was kind to the non-Muslims. That is why, my dear Islam brothers, you see people, whoever would look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they had any dealing with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would never return from him until they have accepted Islam. We can do that as well. If your heart is hard, you know, we sometimes deal with people, we deal with the family members, we deal with our friends, we deal with our customers. You know, there's so many things we think, you know, I'm too harsh on people. Then try to mellow down a bit. And one of the ways to mellow down is to recite the Quran as well. In Dhur al-Mansur, volume 7. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever goes to visit the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday, and then recites Surah Yasin next to them, i.e. by their graves, Allah will grant forgiveness for him in place of each letter. Subhanallah. You know, so this is another thing that we can do. So recite Surah Yasin Sharif every Friday. If your parents are not buried in the country that you are living, or they are not buried in the place where you are, then still recite Surah Yasin Sharif and then give the reward to them. But this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it talks about a person who will recite Surah Yasin Sharif next to his parents' grave. And what is the reward for the one who recites? Allah Ta'ala will grant him forgiveness for each letter that that person recites. Now just imagine, Yasin, we've got two letters there. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. You know, how many letters do we find in Wal Qur'an al-Hakim? Waw, Alif, Lam, Qaf, Ra, Alif, Noon, Alif, Lam, Ha, Kaf, Ya, Meem. So many letters there. And the whole surah, how many letters will be there? And how many forgiveness Allah Ta'ala will write for that person? And then, my dear Islam brothers, it is the right of our parents that we go to their graves, we pay respect to them, we stand near their graves, we recite Surah Yasin, we recite Surah Fatiha, we do Mahfil-e-Minat, and we give the reward to our parents. Because that is Sadaqah Jariyah for our parents. Because if they've left, and this is for everyone as well, if they have left pious children behind, then that pious offspring, that pious child, will be a means of Sadaqah Jariyah. Now, for us who have children, what have we done? What education have we given to our children? Have we taught them about the rights and respect of parents? Have we taught our children that when we die, what are you going to do? And if we haven't, now is the time. Hazrat Sayyidina Safwan bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the respected scholars say that when you recite Surah Yasin next to someone who is close to death, the agony of death will be lessened for him. The pains of death, the agonies of death are very, very severe. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there are many, many things about the pains of death that are written. And we need to save ourselves. And one of the ways is to recite Surah, make it a habit. Inshallah, if you make your habit to recite Surah Yasin Sharif every day, agonies of death will be easy for you. It is narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Yasin Sharif on the night before Friday, that is the night of Thursday, and then the morning will be Friday, forgiveness will be granted for him. Subhanallah. The one who recites Surah Yasin Sharif. So before you go to sleep on a Thursday night, in actual fact, that's what we call the Friday night. Because in Islam, the night comes before the day. But in normal, you have the day of Thursday, and then the night comes, and night starts after Maghrib. So try to recite Surah Mulk Sharif, Surah Yasin Sharif, after Maghrib Salah on Thursday night, inshallah azza wa jal, we will receive these blessings. And there's another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is quoted in Durre Mansur, that Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that the Sultan of Medina, the King of Medina sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, there is one surah in the noble Quran which is referred to most grand in the court of Allah azza wa jal. The one who recites it, it is referred to as Sharif, yani honorable, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who recites it will intercede for more people on the day of judgment than the number of people in the tribes of Rabia and Madar. That surah is Surah Yasin. Subhanallah. Now, the one who recites Surah Yasin Sharif, he will intercede for so many people. Now, just imagine, you know, a person, Alhamdulillah, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned two tribes. Maybe these tribes were very big tribes, a lot of people. And that is amount of people that person will intercede for the one who recites this Surah Yasin Sharif. And this Surah Yasin is referred to Azim. Azim. It is most grand. And also it is referred to as Sharif. Abdul Mustafa Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has listed many blessings of Surah Yasin Sharif. And some of the blessings that he has written in Jannati Zaver, one of them is that if a hungry person recites it, he will be satisfied. If a thirsty person recites it, his thirst will be quenched. If someone short of clothes recites, he will be clothed. If an unmarried man recites it, very soon he will get married. If an unmarried woman recites it, very soon she will get married. If a sick person recites, he will be cured. If a prisoner recites it, he will be freed. If a traveler recites it, he will receive assistance from Allah Azza wa Jal in his journey. And if an unhappy person recites it, his sadness and sorrow will be soothed. And if someone who has lost something recites it, he will find that thing. Recite the following one verse of Surah Yasin 1469 times. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Surah Yasin Sharif, verse number 58. Recited 1469 times. Inshallah, whatever you have lost, inshallah, with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find that. And then whatever purpose you recited for, that purpose will be fulfilled. Khaja Dehrabi writes that this is a proven spiritual exercise. This verse, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim, it says that, write Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim at five places on a single piece of paper and tie it as a ta'weez. You will remain secured from accidents and thieves, etc. Whoever recites Surah Yasin in the morning, his entire day will pass well. And whoever recites it at night, his entire night will pass well. It is mentioned in the hadith that Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we were listening to the blessings of Surah Yasin Sharif. You must have, you know, been making good intentions that inshallah from now on, I'm going to be reading Surah Yasin Sharif every day. I'm going to be making this intention. I'm going to be learning Surah Yasin Sharif with the heart, because that is the wish of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Again, my dear Islam brothers, let me just reiterate this. Let me just mention this. That when we talk about all these rewards that we just listened to, these rewards will only be given if the person who is reciting will read it according to the rules of tajweed. If we don't know the rules of tajweed, then what is going to happen is, instead of reading the words properly, we will read them wrong. And instead of getting reward, we might not even get the reward. And in some cases, we might be committing a sin. So please, all this silsila, in all these programs, nearly every episode, there was one thing that I was keeping on mentioning, is please take some time and go to Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Alhamdulillah, Madrasatul Madina is online as well. We've all got smartphones nowadays. Yeah, you can have Madrasatul Madina online. Go on online. Go to the website of Dawat Islami. Register, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Islamic brothers are ready to teach you. For Islamic sisters, there are Islamic sisters. They're ready to teach you the Quran. Go to the Madrasatul Madina Balighan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to please. Just imagine all these blessings. I can't achieve all these blessings because I don't know how to read the Quran properly. I can't achieve all these blessings is because my rules of tajweed are not correct. I might be reading, you know, even this verse that we've just read, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Now if someone, instead of reading Qawl, he reads Qawlam, Salamun Qawlam, and there's so many people who read that. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. That's the proper word is salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Someone who reads salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim, it doesn't make no sense, because you've read the letters wrong. Instead of ha, you've read ha. Instead of qaf, you read qaf. And instead of ra with the full mouth, because it's got a fatha on, we're going to read it with the thinner sound. So can you see, in all these blessings, don't waste them. Allah Ta'ala has given us the Quran for our benefit. Take advantage of this. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us, my dear Islam brothers. Until the next episode, until the next program, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.